Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Is it really a question as to who's the boss in the 74 million American homes where a cat dwells? Not in my house.
Overall, we've had quite a long relationship with cats, over 8,000 years of living together. So what led to the domestication of cats, even though many would argue they never were?
A recent study reveals the domestication of cats is a far different story than the one with dogs. Far earlier than cats, dogs were bred to provide specific services such as hunting, whereas cats essentially backed their way into human life.
Recent genetic studies involving more than 200 cat remains, some as far back as more than 8,000 years ago, reveal cats interacted with humans in the Tigris Valley in modern-day Iraq. A second wave of people and cats living together was initiated in Egypt around 4400 BCE.
Both these periods involved farming, and with that, a need to store food. And this is how cats and farmers developed a symbiotic relationship, where cats could keep the rodent numbers low and farmers welcomed them.
To understand whether this was an intentional domestication by humans, scientists looked for genetic changes in cats from that time, but found no major differences between the wild and farm residents.
This means the relationship was merely mutual at the time. But by the Middle Ages, cats were being domesticated, selected for use on ships to protect food supplies and on inland trade routes.
Genetic evidence shows people bred cats for certain traits, and fancy breeding also began. Even so, while cats enjoy our companionship, we know even after all this time, it's the fuzzy tails that are in charge.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.